Now we come to the third experience of Paul. And this, again, friends, brings us to a very wonderful section. I love this section we're coming to. And this is the experience of Paul in Antioch with Simon Peter. The first experience was the experience of Paul in Arabia with the Lord Jesus Christ. The second was the experience of Paul with the apostles in Jerusalem. And now we have the experience of Paul in Antioch with Peter. Now, the church in Antioch, friends, was largely a Gentile church. It actually was a mixture. And we will not understand what really happened there unless we understand how the early church operated. Now, they had a love feast that they had in connection with the Lord's Supper. Paul has a great deal to say about it in 1 Corinthians, by the way. And the early believers came together for a meal. Then they celebrated the Lord's Supper. Now, when Gentiles were saved, it raised a problem. There was the Jews who had never eaten anything sacrificed to idols. Now, the Gentiles had been idolaters, and they were accustomed to get meat that was offered to idols, or they ate pork. It made no difference to them. They'd been brought up that way. Now, how are you going to keep from offending these people? Well, they established in Antioch two tables. One was the kosher table, the other was the Gentile table. Now, Paul ate at the Gentile table. He was a Jew, but he ate at the Gentile table because Paul had said, whether you eat meat or you don't eat meat, well, it makes no difference. Meat won't commend you to God. And so the thing is that Simon Peter came up to visit Paul up in Antioch. And I want to tell you, friends, it was a new experience for him because this man, although converted, he had never eaten anything unclean. You remember that's what he told the Lord down there on the roof, down in Joppa. Before he went to the home of Cornelius, he said, "Why, Lord, you want me to rise, slay, and eat? I just never eaten anything unclean." And remember, he'd been a believer for some time, but he still followed that pattern. Now he came up to Antioch, and that was the Gentile table, and that was the kosher table. And so Peter came in and visited. Listen now to the way Paul describes it, verse 11. "But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision." Now, what happened was this. Peter came up to visit Paul, and so when they came in to eat, well, Simon Peter naturally went over and ate at the kosher table, and Paul went over to eat at that. And he noticed that night that they had a pork roast over at the Gentile table. After the meal, why, Peter joined Paul after the meal when they went outside for a little walk. And he said, "Paul, I noticed you eat at the Gentile table." He said, "Yes." He says, "I noticed that you ate pork tonight." Oh, Paul says, "Yes." And Peter says, "Well, by the way, is it good? I never tasted it." Oh, Paul says, "It's delicious." And Peter says, "Do you think it'd be all right if I ate over there?" Well, the thing that Paul says, "Well, it's my understanding we're going to have some nice pork chops in the morning for breakfast." Oh, he said, "I think I'd like to come." And he came, and so he sat down gingerly, asked rather reluctantly, and took a pork chop, tasted it, reached over and said to Paul, says, "It is delicious, isn't it?" Paul said, "Yes." Because after all, under grace, you can either eat it or not eat it. Doesn't make any difference. Meat won't commend you to God. And so Simon Peter said, "I'll be here tonight. I understand that you're going to have some ham tonight, and I want to try that." And so that night, he starts rushing in. But he looks over, and he sees some of the elders from the church down in Jerusalem. They've come up to visit also. And Simon Peter played musical chairs. He went all the way around that Gentile table, and went over and sat down at the kosher table like a little whipped puppy. And Paul saw that. What did Paul do? Well, here's what happened.